We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Not wrong.
The same guy. What, different planet? Uranus? Saturn?
7 billion people. If you took all 7 billion people, and including babies and old people, he's definitely in the top. I mean, he's among the top billion, would you say, of throwing the football?
He's in the top 50.
1,000, which still makes him one of the best.
Can I ask you a question? Okay, I'm watching
that game. Of course you can,
Jeff. I'm watching that game.
Good to see you, buddy.
And we spent all summer dissecting this kid's throwing motion. And I watched the worst footwork fundamentals I have ever seen. I've got these videos from back in the day that they used to give to season ticket holders. And it was behind-the-scenes footage you can't even find on YouTube because I've looked for it, of Bill Walsh breaking down how when he would watch Steve Young in the 1988 season, he would literally crop the video so they just looked at his feet. And he would know, based off his feet, whether he completed that pass or not. And I'm watching Jimmy just throwing the ball. Now, granted, the offensive line stunk. The footwork mechanics last night, for a 9-year veteran, I get it. Things get crazy in the pocket. His fundamentals are so bad. They're so bad, and I was reminded again last night.
I love when you talk fundamentals, Joe. It's so great. No, footwork.
A gap.
No, it's great. And, you know, you can look at the fundamentals, and you can say that his lack of fundamentals is probably the 11th worst thing that he did. You guys were talking about the safety, and I threw this out to Mark moments ago, by the way, in the green room before we came in.
It was the third best outcome.
Three safeties yesterday in the National Football League. Washington actually got when they earned it.
Yeah. Okay.
Which was a more embarrassing play? The Jimmy G self-inflicted safety or the butt punt in the Miami game?
Well, they won the game.
Yeah, butt punt is more fun to say.
I'm just talking about the play.
Yeah.
The play itself.
Jimmy Garoppolo. Jimmy's is more embarrassing.
He punted the ball into his own teammate's posterior.
Right, but a butt arrived in his punting area that he did not anticipate. The sideline did not sneak up on Jimmy. It was already painted.
Man, that's a good point.
It was just there.
What's the play call? Who is calling a screen from the one? Am I crazy?
You're not crazy. And you know who told you you're not crazy is Kyle Shanahan.
I didn't even hear it.
Yeah, he did. Now, you guys have asked for accountability. I will point
about
out.
Time.
Yeah, Kyle walked
about
to the podium
time.
Last night
what
and
said?
He said that was, he goes, I put Jimmy in a terrible position. He goes, I hate, you know, looking back on it, that was not the right call in that situation. I mean, you know, look.
I normally go with a flea flicker when I'm on my own horn. You know, hand it to a guy, throw it back to Jimmy, then we'll look to go.
When you've got elite mobility back totally. There like Jimmy, you take those chances. Yeah, look, this is embarrassing.
I almost woke the baby up on that play because I was trying to watch quietly. Mila sleeping.
Baby slept through the game?
Baby's up and down.
That offense isn't waking her up.
Baby wakes up and she gave that one eye newborn squint and she's like, does that say 5-3? It's 7-5? What the?
Speaking of a baby falling asleep, you know how a baby just cries itself to sleep?
Oh, sometimes.
Monte, that's what you look like right now.
Did you
shoot all your
shots?
You look like you're about to cry yourself to sleep. Are you done?
He's looking at videos of Warriors Media Day to sue.
He's ready to take his shirt off the game.
I was driving like a madman to get the kickoff.
Right.
From Warriors Media Day. It was a great time. Good to see Jordan Poole and Moody and Bobby Fitzgerald was running material.
Raymond Ritter.
I got to catch up with Logan Murdoch.
It was good to see them.
Draymond.
Good to see Steph. Hi, Steph.
They're holding the trophy. Logan Murdoch's running material.
Did they give you a ring? Did they size you?
It was just a great time.
Did they size you?
They brought us scotch, brought us chicken tenders. It was all good.
It's like raining like Soldier Field in here right now. I'm soaking wet.
You know, ended up flying out of Chase Center. Security guard says, good to see you. Said, hey, it's good to see you. See you on October 18th.
Are you in the back of
Jordan
payroll?
I'm taking a bully. you know, bullies catching up. I'm just, it was a great day. And then kickoff happened.
Oh, boy.
And then kickoff happened. And everybody who's taking their victory laps last week about Jimmy Garoppolo being a better option for this football team, they owe this fan base an apology. Kyle Shanahan, the accountability that he finally took after last night. You know, I'm just sick. I'm just sick of watching Jimmy Garoppolo play quarterback because plays were there to be had. I'm just sick to my stomach watching this offense. I don't know what else I can say. What else do you want me to say, Mark?
I don't want you to say anything. You just look like you're about to fall asleep.
You tell me this.
He's cashed.
No, I'm going to go back home and watch this game over and laugh myself to sleep. You tell me, is Denver defense good or is that offense bad? Which one is it?
Well, two things can be equally true.
They're solid.
The Denver defense is good.
They're good, but they're not that good. The 49er offense was worse than the Denver defense was good, I think. I thought,
when you have a Niner offense that is so predictable, and okay, you're going to run the ball, so Denver stacks 8 in the box. Okay, Jimmy, go ahead and try to beat us. And Jimmy Garoppolo.
Do you know what's odd, though?
Aren't you tired of watching Garoppolo play quarterback?
Well, of course.
We know how this season's going to end.
This offense is so boring. And I said it last week.
Why is it so boring?
Run, yawn, punt is what they do.
Here's what
I thought he was supposed to be an offensive innovator.
Here would be my question, and I don't think that I've heard this get asked through the first 3 weeks because there's a side conversation about Jimmy and everyone's going to be fatigued by it. But I also think the organization on some level, this is not a catch-all, but on some level they can fall back and be like, well, guys, we did fire Jimmy. Like, it's not like they categorically disagree with everything you guys are saying. They fired Jimmy Garoppolo, right? And we all know the story of how we ended up back here, which was no one's expectation. But here's this, because I was not bored when the 49ers went right down the field and went up 7-0.
They had one drive yesterday, Mark.
I know.
One drive.
Right, but my question, and I would ask this to Kyle.
Oh, 1-for-10 up there.
Have y'all noticed the first quarter and a half of all three games has looked really good? And then they hit a wall
adjustments.
And they can't get a first down anymore.
It's
and
a
so
script.
I want to know what it is that happens that either allows a defense to suddenly adjust and know what's coming, or is there a lack of an adjustment on the offensive side? What is it that's happening at the 7-minute mark of the second quarter that stops this football team in its tracks? That's my question.
I don't know the answer to that, but you're 100% right.
That's my question.
They scored 30 points once since week 12 last year. One time. Now, look, in the playoffs, you play better defenses. So I believe there's a caveat there.
Yeah, fine.
Right?
Fine.
But, like, there's something going on here. They have too many good players for them to not score points consistently.
Is it on Shanahan? Saying,
can you score 20?
Is it on Shanahan? Is it on Mike Emanuel being a South Florida?
I think it's all part of it.
Yeah. It's everything.
They don't have a great quarterback. But then again, Tom Brady played Aaron Rodgers, and there were 26 points in the whole game yesterday.
Yeah, but they had no receivers. Right. Godwin's out. Is it that?
Also, we know Brady's track record.
Yeah, Tom Brady hasn't.
He also hasn't
had receivers his whole career.
Well, here's it.
Like,
they needed a field goal drive. Let's just go here. They needed a field goal drive twice.
I know.
And they couldn't get a field goal. I'm watching teams go up and down. I mean, Brady's down 8 with nobody.
Well, no. Believe it or not, walking into the end zone was the most embarrassing moment. My most frustrating moment was the throw to Debo. It's on first down.
Oh, my God.
You are not in a stressful situation yet.
And you're throwing into triple coverage.
You're at the 40-yard line with over a minute to go, and you're in mile high. You only need to get to the 35-yard line.
Right.
You're probably going to win the game.
Point.
Why are you forcing it? Throw it away. Second and 10 is okay.
Terrible throw.
It's a really, really bad decision.
And the other thing, too, for me is, okay, Debo Samuel, you bring him in the backfield. Ooh, Debo's going to run. It's no longer a change of pace. Now it's so predictable. You bring Debo in the backfield. Everyone moves in. You're playing too much bunch offense. You need to spread teams out. Brandon Ayuk is a guaranteed first or second drive, couple of catches, big plays.
And then goes away.
And then forget about him.
Milk cart.
Why'd you spend a first-round pick on
that name? That name is triggering right now. Because Brandon Ayuk.
Why?
Because I think he's a phenomenal player.
And he's at the pool.
And he's not being given the opportunity to put up the statistics that he deserves to put up in this league.
But why'd you draft Danny Green in the third round, and they're not going to utilize him?
You don't have a deep threat arm. So now, okay, go ahead, Danny. Run 60 yards.
Well, and your O-line stinks.
Exactly.
Yeah, so you don't have time to throw the ball deep right now.
But we knew that coming into the season, the offensive line was weakness. We knew that going into the season.
It was a question because they actually played really well week two. And the bottom line is this.
They did.
There's a bunch of players that we can look at on this team and say, boy, you're in trouble if you lose that guy. Trent's top.
He might That's be the number, number one
even
guy.
Beyond
he
losing might even Trent,
not more lose than the that guy. Yes.
Banks, Brendel, and Burford. Banks couldn't get on the field last year, so he's a glorified rookie. He's as much of a rookie as Trey Lance was. Brendel is replacing a guy who might be a borderline Hall of Famer.
Exactly.
He's not an elite center.
He's had two botch snaps.
And then you've got a rookie at the other guard spot. So you're three of your five guys in the interior are either new, inexperienced, bad, or all of the above.
And Mike McGlinchey stinks.
You guys might be overselling how bad he is because... to me, the offensive line is a unit. McGlinchey's not great. And now that Trent Williams is out, you're looking at an O-line with three question marks in the interior. McGlinchey, who hasn't been great at best. I think you guys are going in a little hard on him. Guys are going in a little hard on him, in my opinion. He's not great. I don't think he's quite as bad as you're saying.
He's an average right tackle.
My point is, the collection of the five of them is bad.
Although, I don't know about you guys, my mind was not on poor offensive line play until after Trent left.
Well, when Jalen Moore went in, it was like,
he's seeing ghosts.
Can you put a hand on someone? You could have predicted that Randy Gregory
was going to be on Jimmy's head on the very next play, and he was. And they put Kittle over there. They're like, George, just go stand next to Jalen and help him out. And he left one time, and Jimmy was on the floor.
So what stinks about this year, though, is that we miss out on the unknown of Trey Lance.
Oh, well, that's...
Development of Trey Lance is more exciting than anything that Jimmy Garoppolo's doing. Anything. Like, and the way, and that's why that Mike Silver column hits hard. That's why I'm pissed off this morning. It's not the game yesterday, whatever, they lost Denver.
Hey, welcome on, Mark.
Diggs and I are on the same page. Diggs and I are on the same page in terms of Denver's defense. That defense is good.
Yeah.
Good. But the way they celebrated, you know, Jimmy gives us a better chance to win. You just check, that's 49er football. You know, Jimmy Garoppolo last week, you know, it's like riding a bike. And then this week, all of a sudden, it's like, oh, well, you know, I didn't have training camp in OTAs, my arm sore, yada, 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 yada. It was embarrassing how Trey Lance is treated through five quarters of football. Through five quarters of football. That's what ticks me off. The leaders in this locker room were quick to run to Michael Silver and say, you know, the better quarterback's now playing.
That ticks me off so much. You're not wrong, but I'm very hesitant to start putting names on who talked to Mike Silver.
Well, we know.
Well, no, we don't.
We don't.
No, you think you know.
You think you know.
But you don't know, and you never will.
You're putting A to B because of a comment you heard Juice make at a podium, and it's fair, but you don't. You don't know who talked to Mike Silver. You don't.
I know what writers are in that beat, in that locker room, and I know what writers were talking.
Right.
I know what some writers saw.
I just hesitate on that. Now, your larger point is fair. I'm curious as to why so many in the locker room felt that way. But I also think it's human nature. We go with what we know. You have a locker room full of guys who were at the NFC Championship game last year with a certain guy. They love their teammate.
You know what I mean? But they also got to know that Jimmy damn near lost him the Dallas game, did nothing in Green Bay, and overshot George Kittle on the third play of the game, and they were winning in spite of Jimmy Garoppolo.
That's what they know. And they love their other teammate, too. You guys all heard the audio and what it sounded like when Trey was getting on the cart and what his teammates were out there saying to him. Like, I don't want to go too deep into this. The locker room is split, and there's Jimmy guys and Trey guys. Like, I think there's 49er guys, man, and they're going with what their coach is putting on the field. And Trey got hurt. It stinks.
But I think we're one loss away from getting a little bit more of a deeper divide, and I don't know if we're ever going to see it. If you're,
what's the divide now?
The divide is you're Brandon Ayuk, and you don't get the ball thrown your way because your offense stinks. Now, I'm not saying that it's going to be on Jimmy or Kyle or both, but you're going to see frustrations boil over if you go to 1-3 and your offense remains this flaccid. And I know you don't love that word, and putrid, and just
I don't mind the word flaccid at all.
Oh, it's beyond flaccid. I mean, there's not even a pill you could take to make that thing erect. But if you're Brandon Ayuk, you're going to only take this for so long before you get frustrated. And Deebo Samuel, the only time you get the ball is when you line up his tailback or Jimmy throws it 5 yards behind you.
Everybody knows that's coming.
It feels stale.
And they're going totally east and west as opposed to north and south with Deebo. And it's like, get upfield. The big thing for me as well is like, is George Kittle on this team? Like, what? He gets a couple touches. And on the great drive, which you alluded to, Ayuk touched it. Deebo touched it. Kittle touched it. Now they sprinkled in runs in between each of those passes. How can we not figure out the equation to figure this out a little better throughout the game? I don't understand what happens. They go long stretches where these guys feel invisible, like invisible. I'm so frustrated. And the defense, the worst part about it is this defense is so good.
Yeah.
It's so good.
And I'm glad you guys
so good.
Checked Fred Warner for trying to take blame. And, come on, Fred.
No, he almost pitched a shutout.
I appreciate you guys saying that. Yeah.
No, Fred. You guys deserve first class. Offense deserve to get on Greyhound. Come on, man.
They don't get any blame.
Not even Amtrak.
But at the same time.
Not even Amtrak.
And I said it out loud. Too cushy. I mean, as bad as he looked all game long.
Of course he was going to do that. Russ, you knew it.
The second he got the ball 5 minutes, I'm like, I know how this ends.
And when he made that pass, we were talking about it. He's like getting tackled at the line, and he just shovel passes it forward. I'm like, here we go.
Here we go.
And then he hit Sutton on that deep ball.
He didn't look like Russ the whole night.
He looked terrible.
And then he looked like it just when he needed to.
He was staring down receivers the whole night. Oh, airmailing receivers.
Here's why I'm at, though.
Skipping passes.
This teammate turned it around. They may sneak into the playoffs at 9-8 because the NFC is not as strong.
Stay on the journey, man. Stay on it.
Yeah. And everybody's going to say stay they on were 3-5 last year, blah, blah,
stay
blah.
Stay on the journey, Fonte. Come on, man.
No, it's a week-to-week league. But my excitement for watching this offensive football. My excitement for watching Jimmy Garoppolo quarterback this team.
That's fair.
It's like watching Alex Smith again.
That's fair.
It's like watching. I'm not even going to go that far with some of the bum quarterbacks they've had, but like. How can I get excited knowing that Jimmy Garoppolo's quarterback in this team and that this offense has a limitation to it? They're not going to throw the ball down the field, all right?
Well, now they can't because they can't protect the quarterback.
They can't protect the quarterback. At all. So you have no time to throw.
And they can't
Everybody,
run.
All these defenses now, and we saw it in the second half against Seattle. Nobody wanted to talk about it because they got the win. Seattle started moving up on the line of scrimmage. By the second half, it was like 8-9 guys in the box because we know who's playing quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
I can't get excited for that. I'm watching Joe Burrow. I'm watching all these great offenses. And our offense, the team, the franchise, that innovated offense, is now looking like they're back in 1970 again.
I guess.
I just can't get excited for it.
And that's disappointing.
Depressing. Well, it's depressing. I think that's the word I'm looking for.
I mean, look, the guy that they handed the reins over to got hurt. I mean, that's like...
Because the coach kept running.
We've been there.
Yeah, we have. And I'm not leaving. Right. I'm not leaving The coach, it was coaching malpractice.
The coach messed up by saying, go watch Buffalo. He should have said, go watch Philly. But anyway.
Jalen Hurts almost threw for 300 in the first half yesterday.
That guy throws the ball down the field.
He's throwing the ball around.
Yep.
So go watch Philly. And he's also the quarterback throw from the pocket.
Everybody throws deep. But this
also running 13 times a game up the middle of the field. So anyway, we already had that conversation, and I get it. Listen, I understand that this is where I was wrong last week. I thought because Jimmy Garoppolo was now officially a backup quarterback that we would maybe look at him through a little bit of a different lens. I know I do. Like, yeah, that was about as bad as I think I've seen him look on a football field. But I also, it's like, are you going to say, golly, 49ers, how the hell do you put this guy out there? They fired him. Did they not see it the same way we see it? They fired him.
It felt like they were getting credit last week for, again, whether, yeah. I'm not saying you were, but I'm saying the general consensus, look how smart they are. They kept this guy around, and he's actually going to be better than Trey Lance.
I spent a whole week here screaming from the mountaintops that you couldn't re-sign this guy when they re-signed him.
You did in real time. I'm just saying the general consensus.
This was setting up the organization for all kinds of disaster.
It feels like it.
And a bunch of it has happened.
But we didn't think that this would be the disaster. No. We didn't think the disaster would be he actually played.
No, right. I mean,
we thought the disaster would be so many other things. We didn't think that Jimmy G would play and play this poorly. And that the gut punch of yesterday, too, was the report early in the morning that there was a deal in place with multiple picks.
Did you see the last line of that article?
Brock Purdy's amazing.
Brock Purdy's amazing.
He's got the throw that in there.
Okay, over under on Brock Purdy starts for the rest of the year, 1.5.
I put it in a half before, and I believe you took the under.
I still would.
And the line has moved.
Oh, yeah.
The line has moved.
I don't think they're going to decide to move on to Brock Purdy.
I hope they don't.
Now, Jimmy, with no Trent Williams, may end up on the floor, and Brock Purdy may end up in the game.
That's totally most possible. Likely, yes.
That's possible.
Not performance-based is what you're saying.
I don't think so.
Yeah, I'm with you on that.
They can't. And by the way, can I get just a nod for this, too? Because I heard this point a lot from people, which was, well, gosh, you all forgot this is Jimmy. No, that was way worse. That was the worst Jimmy I've ever seen.
That's been Jimmy the last 22 games.
I disagree.
12-10, 48 turnovers in his 46
starts.
That
wasn't 12-10.
That's the Jimmy
you
we've seen
like that last night. You're 1-20.
That was terrible.
In the second half of Dallas game, I'm at Jerry's World. That's Jimmy Garoppolo these days.
And they won that game.
He was hurt in that game, too.
And they scored 26.
He was hurt in that game.
They should have had 35, 38.
Whatever they had. Yeah, right. I'm not the quarterback. He's always been limited.
On himself.
He's always been limited.
Three turnovers.
Yeah, but
the safety counts as a turnover.
How many no throws does he throw a game?
Why did you say 3-5? It was at least 8 last night.
Last night was worse.
That's what I mean.
DJ Jones last night on the first drive. Everyone said the same thing in real time. Ooh, good thing DJ batted that down. That was a pick six.
Yeah, exactly.
Everyone said that.
It's just like I left the car seat in my car, so I got to run. My other half, better half, is mad at me because baby Tess can't go to the grandparents. I'm going to let you guys start the show.
Wait a minute.
You guys have two bases, right? So she's got a base.
Yeah, but I have the car seat,
the one car seat.
I got the one car seat.
I was supposed to put the base in my car last night, but I was so despondent after the Niner game, I haven't put the base in yet.
Congratulations. I'm glad she's mad about something else this week. That's good. This is a win.
This is good.
This is a win.
You guys have a great show.
All right, brothers.
I will be better tomorrow,
I
promise.
Keep your shirt on, B. Keep your shirt on.
Dude, watching that offense gave me a headache. It was awful. 7-5 midway through third quarter.
Do you always watch naked? Do you always watch games naked?
You know, I like
I know you want to see me naggy. You have time.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.